grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are all very welcome as we gather here in Kay Park Parish Church this morning. The Lord of Light, the Prince of Peace, the King of Love, came down and crept in beside us. We are continuing this week in our journey through the 12 days of Christmas. Now, I know some of you will be going home this afternoon to take your Christmas tree down. If you're anything like my mother, she probably had it down by the end of Christmas Day. However, as far as the 12 days of Christmas are concerned, we're only partway through that journey at the moment. And we have available, now although we're partway through the journey, it's still worth collecting one of these little booklets from the Elders on the Way Out. It's called Follow the Star, and it has a little, for each day of the 12 days of Christmas, a reading, a little thought, and a prayer to help us think about how we take on that journey of following the star, following Jesus, as we move forward into the dawning of a new year. So they're available, and you'll be very welcome. There's no cost or anything. Please feel free to take one of those away with you this morning. Maybe there's someone else that you know of who's perhaps not so well, hasn't been able to come to church over Christmas, then that might be something that they would appreciate also. We have tea and coffee available this morning, yes, do we? We're downstairs here, or if you're coming in the back, there's some stairs here that lead us down to tea and coffee. Let's take a moment together in the stillness of this place to be aware of the one who has come down and crept in beside us. The Lord of Light, the Prince of Peace, the King of Love. We worship together in the singing of our first carol of praise, number 322. Good Christians, all rejoice. Draw near to God in prayer, and we share as part of this prayer in the words of the Lord's Prayer, and they will appear on the screen. Let us pray. Lord of light, Prince of peace, King of love. Before time itself, you were, and in and through you all things were made. Let there be light, and there was light. Your people, sometimes obedient to your call, and at other times ignorant of your call on their lives. Sometimes worshipping you, sometimes denying you. And so you come and you reach down and become one of us, that we might know you, God with us. That in all the turmoil and the uncertainty of life, we would know the one who is the Prince of Peace. But we know that there is more, so much more to the story than a baby laid in a manger. For as we recall our experience of knowing the story, that baby will grow into a young boy, found one day in the temple, speaking with the teachers of the law and amazing them with his wisdom. That baby will grow into a man who will walk through the crowd into the waters of the Jordan and say, "Baptize me." And as he is baptized, the heavens will open and a voice will say, "This is my own dear son. With him I am well pleased." And the story will be told of 3 years of ministry, of teaching, of laughter, of life lived closely with the special ones called to follow. And then there will be the road to Jerusalem. And that road will ultimately lead to a cross. And the powerful words spoken from that cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." There will be grieving and mourning. There will be sadness. And so we know that you are a God who comes alongside us in those periods of our life. But 3 days later, the mourning and the sadness will be transformed with the message, "He is not here, he is risen." For this incredible story of you, our King of love, we give you our praise and our thanks this morning. And ask that through all we share together in this place today, we would be touched by your light, your peace, and your love. And we join together now in those words, Jesus, that you gave to your first followers, as together we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Isn't it strange how different this Sunday feels from last Sunday? Isn't it odd, the difference that a week makes in life? Did you have a nice time? Nobody was poisoned with undercooked turkey. If you want a story about undercooked turkey, have a coffee with me afterwards. I'll tell you a story. And I need to doubly hope that my mother's not listening to this on the webcast, or I'll be in big trouble. You've all got a cracker. Everyone's got a cracker this morning. And if you don't have one, there's hundreds of them, so we can get one if you don't have one. Most people have got one, hopefully. And you just need to take a minute just now to pull that with the person beside you, behind you, in front of you. And once you pull that, you need to make sure that... Once you pull that, you need to make sure that you find the hat, the gift, and the joke. Right, go! So you're looking for the hat, the gift, and the joke. Now I warn you, these crackers didn't cost very much money, so the gift price won't be up too much. Right, so you should have out of the cracker there a crown, or there we go. You should have a gift, and in my case it was a lovely little plastic red ring. And hopefully there's a joke. Right, let's see if anyone knows the answer to this one. Who is Santa's favourite singer?
Elvis.
So let's just stand up, say that for a little bit to my microphone, because you're quite right. Elvis.
Oh, it's been a long season, hasn't it? It's been a long season. Now, hold on to those three little things. The joke, the hat, and the gift, because we're going to think through in our worship this morning different things around the theme of the hat, the gift, and the joke. And if there's no compulsory need to wear the hat, but if like Shona and Doreen and a few others wish to wear the hat, you're more than welcome to do so. We're going to remain seated together. And we're going to sing a song that I discovered this Christmas. Now, I have to say, looking at it, and I was speaking to the choir about it, we are slightly worried that it might take us from now until next Christmas to actually sing this. But it is a version of the 12 hours of Christmas. So it's like the 12 days, but it's the 12 hours. And the choir have promised to give us a good hearty lead on this. So you need to get the bit of insert that's in your notices, and you need to have the bit that says at the first hour of Christmas. So that's the bit you want to start at. If you're on the wrong side, it'll say the eighth hour. You don't want to start there. You want to start at the first hour. Alec, lead us away, choir as well. We'll remain seated.
And
There was one applause We might revise that again next year.
We'll see how it goes. I have to confess to not knowing if we have a reader of the Bible this morning. I think we do have a reader. Angela's coming to share God's word with us. Let's listen to the word of God.
Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived.